Now just think about what that must have been like for those young men. Here they were, trained to operate some of the most complicated high-tech machines of their day, flying at hundreds of miles an hour with the tips of their wings just 6 inches apart. Yet when they hit the ground, folks treated them like they were nobody, as if their very existence meant nothing. Now those airmen could easily have let that experience clip their wings. But as you all know, instead of being defined by the discrimination and the doubts of those around them, they became one of the most successful pursuit squadrons in our military. They went on to show the world that if black folks and white folks could fight together and fly together, then surely, surely they could eat at a lunch counter together. Surely their kids could go to school together. You see, those airmen always understood that they had a double duty, one to their country and another to all the black folks who were counting on them to pave the way forward. So for those airmen, the act of flying itself was a symbol of liberation for themselves and for all African Americans. One of those first pilots, a man named Charles DeBow, put it this way. He said that a takeoff was, in his words, a never-failing miracle where all the bumps would smooth off. You're in the air, out of this world, free.